Chapter 17. Dr. Seward's Diary Continued. When we arrived at the Berkeley Hotel, Van Helsing found a telegram waiting for him. "Am coming up by train, Jonathan at Whitby, important news, Mina Harker." The professor was delighted. "Ah, that wonderful Madam Mina," he said. "Pearl among women. She arrived, but I cannot stay. She must go to your house, friend John. You must meet her at the station. Telegraph her en route so that she may be prepared." When the wire was dispatched, he had a cup of tea. Over it he told me of a diary kept by Jonathan Harker when abroad, and gave me a typewritten copy of it, as also of Mrs. Harker's diary at Whitby. "Take these," he said, "and study them well. When I have returned, you will be master of all the facts, and we can then better enter on our inquisition. Keep them safe, for there is in them much of treasure. It will need all your faith, even you who have had such an experience as that of today. What is here told?" He laid his hand heavily and gravely on the packet of papers as he spoke. "May be the beginning of the end to you and me, and many another. Or it may sound the knell of the undead who walk the earth. Read all, I pray you, with the open mind. And if you can add in any way to the story here told, do so, for it is all important. You have kept diary of all these so strange things, is it not so? Yes, then we shall go through all these together when we meet." He then made ready for his departure, and shortly after drove off to Liverpool Street. I took my way to Paddington, where I arrived about 15 minutes before the train came in. The crowd melted away after the bustling fashion common to arrival platforms, and I was beginning to feel uneasy, lest I might miss my guest, when a sweet-faced, dainty-looking girl stepped up to me, and after a quick glance said, "Dr. Seward, is it not?" "And you are Mrs. Harker," I answered at once, whereupon she held out her hand. "I knew you from the description of poor dear Lucy, but—" She stopped suddenly, and a quick blush overspread her face. The blush that rose to my own cheeks somehow set us both at ease, for it was a tacit answer to her own. I got her luggage, which included a typewriter, and we took the underground to Fenchurch Street, after I'd sent a wire to my housekeeper to have a sitting-room and bedroom prepared at once for Mrs. Harker. In due time we arrived. She knew, of course, that the place was a lunatic asylum, but I could see that she was unable to repress a shudder when we entered. She told me that if she might, she would come presently to my study, as she had much to say. So here I am finishing my entry in my phonograph diary whilst I await her. As yet I haven't had the chance of looking at the papers which Van Helsing left with me, though they lie open before me. I must get her interested in something so that I may have an opportunity of reading them. She doesn't know how precious time is or what a task we have in hand. I must be careful not to frighten her. Here she is.